It's Thursday, July the 17th, 2014. Dan Zwicker is on the phone line. He works with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana, but is traveling today. Good afternoon to you, Dan. How are you?
Doing fine, Todd.
Did you find a good place to pull off, and where are you today?
Well, someplace on 10. I'm not too sure. It's raining down here. I'm getting ready to come up north, so I'm going to bring the heat with me.
Well,
I understand you guys need some growing degree days.
We're going to need to catch up, and if I see the weather right, it looks like we're going to catch up. Where are you going to be, and what are you going to be doing?
Well, I'm going to start off Saturday with a bunch of AGRs that I went to college with many, many years ago. We have a summer meeting up in Pontiac, and then starting the first week there, I'll be in northeast Iowa, and then I'll be doing a lot of meetings in northern Illinois, where a lot of our facilities are. And then the second week of July, I'm going to be down in southern Illinois and southern Indiana along the Ohio River Valley, where a lot of our elevator locations are. So I'm going to be doing a lot of producer meetings here over the next couple of weeks.
I know people will be interested to follow you, and if they're working with some of those elevators, they probably have already heard about it, but they can always check out their local CGB elevator and see where you happen to be. Okay, so lots of things are happening in the marketplace today, and I suppose the one that may have the most impact over the long term, or none at all, might be what happened in Russia with the Malaysian airliner that dropped out of the sky, apparently shot down. Still unclear about what happened there. But it does have an impact on the market, though. I think the trade ignored it pretty much for the day. Is that right?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, you can take a look at the wheat market. It was kind of sloppy earlier, and then the wheat market did come back a little bit, and not exactly sure how it finished. But let's say if the violence would accelerate between the separatists and the Ukrainians and whatnot, that could impact the import side of that country or their export side of that country, and then that would maybe put them in a column of being an unreliable supplier for a short period of time, depending upon how that situation plays out, and that may bring more business to the United States on corn and wheat. That would be the only thing that I could see, at least initially, depending upon how things do play out. I've been listening to it on the radio, and I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows exactly what happened, but we'll eventually find out. And but it, you know, that would be my initial reaction is that if that civil war would accelerate for one reason or the other, that may impact their export side of that country.
Yeah, and so the wheat market did rally by the end of the day. The September was up 12 and three quarters, December up 11 and a half cents. So it looked at the same thing. Apparently traders did and said, well, we're not certain what will happen, but we'll hedge some of our bets that if things go wrong, that wheat will be one of those things that begins to be shorter in supply across the globe, as it won't be making its way out of the Baltic into the Black Sea area, at least from Ukraine, and maybe other places further down the line. But let's skip through that and talk about the corn market in particular. What do you see in that market, and what do you hear from your elevators across Iowa and Illinois about the size of the crop and your expectations as we move through the month of July?
Well, I think the expectations are still very, very high. I haven't heard anybody really say anything other than, you know, the potential is just phenomenal in many of the areas. We all realize we still have the month of August to go through. I do think there was enough wind damage through parts of Iowa, Minnesota, northern Illinois that we do have some gooseneck corn out there. Whether or not that's enough to, you know, put much of a dent in the national average year yield remains to be seen. We still have a lot of waist-high corn or knee-high corn in those southern areas of Minnesota and northern Iowa and Wisconsin. So the crops don't look as good as what they do in Illinois, I think, once you get outside of Illinois. But everything I hear in Illinois is, you know, just phenomenal. You know, put whatever number you want to put on it, and you're getting a lot of private crop estimators, you know, doing this 171 bushel per acre on a national average yield. We'll see at the end of the day. I'm more in the opinion that when you have short crop years, the market usually goes way too low in estimating the yield. And when you have big crop years, the market goes way too high on the national average yield. So it wouldn't surprise me that we're maybe putting in the biggest of the biggest crop now in the market, or between now and the August crop report. There's a lot of skepticism whether or not USDA will go that high, as what some of these private estimates are, because a lot of their data they use is five-year average data, and everybody's wanting to say that this is the exception, that you should probably, if you're going to use five-year data, you want to use the upper end of the five-year data rather than the average. So I think that's what's maybe given the corn market a little support. It did kind of meet that measuring gap objective on the daily chart of 377. I think we hit 78. So there was a couple objectives there, one at 77, one at 79 on these corn. They met that. The market did bounce off of that. We're, you know, unchanged to slightly higher here for the week. We'll see whether or not we can pull out a higher weekly finish. But it does look to me like the corn market's wanting to at least find initial support here and maybe see how this thing plays out. A lot of times the last week of the month, the market will go opposite of what the dominant trend was. And in this case, since we've been dominantly down during the month of July, maybe the short covering rally, profit taking from the short side maybe begins a little early this year, and the market kind of tries to bounce in here or hold steady anyway between now and the end of the month, and then we'll kind of wait on what USDA says.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us. Have safe travels to Texas.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana, and joins us here on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report.